It's Sunday, the 14th of February. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Happy Valentine's Day. It's my wife's nephew's birthday today. What a great day to have a birthday on Valentine's Day. Double kisses all round. Anyway. As far as we're concerned, it's a beautiful morning for Valentine's Day. I have to laugh at what's going on in the garden. I as soon as I popped out the back door with my tea there, I was met by Mrs. Blackbird racing towards me. Mr. Blackbird falling on her tail feathers, as it were. Obviously starving. It's a beautiful morning, absolutely beautiful. Mostly clear blue skies, sun beaming down, but a sore frost, a sore frost during the night. And it's cold now and the frost is still in the garden. But they were obviously hungry and so I ran back in. Well, I didn't run, I went back in and got some granola, big handful of granola. As I crunched it, my hands to the ground for her in the usual spot. She actually came out almost to my hand, desperately waiting. So I put most of it there and some up in the wee hanging feeder just above. With her man hard down right away, robins down, blue tits down, sparrows down. There's hardly anything left of that handful in that couple of minutes, 2 or 3 minutes. All the birds are hungry and blackbirds are having to fend off. I say intruders, but hungry blackbirds, knowing there's food in this garden coming in. I don't fault them coming in to get fed. It's up to them to be clever enough to snatch something. Even watched the magpies yesterday. My wife came across packets of biscuits being reduced to 10 pence, so she bought them for the birds, crunched them all up. And I watched the magpie grab stuff and bury it against the fence. Clever birds, the magpies, you know. And I wouldn't chase them either, because I know at this time of the year they're desperate for food. Yeah. But anyway, it's a beautiful, beautiful morning. I'll have to move a wee bit. I was in sunshine, now I'm in shade. Sun's moving quickly. But already getting fairly high in the sky. I noticed yesterday, I said to my wife that when it set way over, you know, due west, even slightly north of due west at this time of year. Oh, I long for the times, the days when it sets north. Sets in the north, hard to believe. So it's a beautiful morning, 12 hours in bed, same yesterday morning, didn't do anything yesterday at all. We had a long lie, got up, it was snowing, my plans to get out on the bike again scuppered. So I just, I wasn't bothered, I just got on with painting the doors again. 8 doors, 2 sides, 2 coats, I'm getting there by the time. So I did that, generally had a lazy day indoors, the big log fire burning, watching the snow fall outside. Today it's beautiful, so I'm hoping, once I get my breakfast, to jump on the bike and get out for a spin. Wrap up well. And hope me bottom, my bahookie, has got over the worst of the pain since my run on Wednesday. What are you looking at? Mr. Blackbird is standing a few feet from me and he's staring, just absolutely static still, staring at me. Well, are they though? Are they staring? Or is he staring? If their eyes are to the side of their head, was he staring at me? Was he staring at something to the left or to the right? Ach well. So I'm feeling good. Two long lies, my goodness me. Still, you can't lie long in bed unless you're tired enough to do it. We watched a nature program last evening, and part of that was a wee dormouse eating everything it could get voraciously, scoffing everything down, and then going down below ground into its wee nest with its bits of hair and fluff and leaves and whatever it could to act as a big duvet. And off it popped to sleep for the winter. Oh. Yeah. Oh, bad idea. Amazing activity with the birds this morning, watching them all birds flit about, fly about, scoot, squirt, shoot, peck, hunting for food. And I've got four feeders to fill up and a suet block to put up. Yes. I should really do that before I go off on the bike. Give the wee birdies a chance to get some grub in their bellies. Just topping up the blood bath. It's got ice in it. Ah, glorious morning.